sound on a tape recorder. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
So Israel can't have that. But the time she did is that when does the Mishnah say? When does the Rabbanim say in the Mishnah that I may be getting the Yaakov? He has to say from the Yaakov, 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 from the Shriya, from the Yaakov, 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 from the has to bring the get from the Hefer Bako that we talk about Israel, he still has to say von Echtum von Echtam, because von Echtum von Echtam does not depend upon what Israel, it primarily depends upon between the kind of Bohariya, in case it doesn't mention. Bobel also has a thing about Israel. Bobel certainly does not have Bushes out of Israel. Why? Because Bobel, they are made from the Chachomim, they are from the Bilim, so it means in the Kaine, they are Bilim Shmo. So the Mele, in a general way, Eretz Israel were Bilim Shmo. And they were in between the Kaine. But if you find a certain city in Eretz Israel, that they were not Bilim Shmo, and they were not in between the Kaine, because it was away from the center of Eretz Israel, from the what it even from the Talmud Chachamim. So there, even that city in Eretz Israel, it has a din of chutzlah, as the Gal von Echtum von Echtam. So even the Hefer Bako in Eretz Israel, since it is far away from the Ikar Yishuv and from what it even from Talmud Chachamim, from the Yeshivas, so it's not Gil Mishmo, it's not even Tzuri Kaimei. So you have to say von Echtum. Wenn wir wieder das so so in von der Tat, ich sehe halt nur von mir hier über das Feuer und muss das neue Schiene so bei dir nehmen. Wir können nicht mit Tag jetzt gabe Asch und gabe Reck und Hag. So war das die Sei. Na, das ist die Kasche Asch von der Tat so, ja. So am Tag mit Tag jetzt in Bubble Cup Show. Da wie says no, we don't have to say in Bubble Cup Show. Maybe we want all in Bubble Cup Show Asch. But Asch when was auch ich nicht gewisse Wert ist Feuer. Und wir von Nacht und von der Nacht haben depends upon the proximity to the Potitinim in Eretz Israel, to the base of Bez Nagodol and Potitinim and to the Talmud HaChon, maybe Shibu. Abo Gav, we have the Rekha B'chaka, but Ashtu Paul Shabir, but he saw it because it's Pele, so he said, Ika Yishu Eretz Israel, Tzvei Yako, the Rochem Ika Yishu Eretz Israel, Abo Gav, the Ako Yatsu Eretz Israel, who passed so he was for it, because he was a Shabir, he didn't come with him, who was Mahane, he was a Mamish Eretz Israel, he was a Mamish Eretz Israel, he was a Mamish יום אבי ירושלים, המלך הרב לאקו, לא צורך הירוס, רבשים לא בטרפים פנימיה, אפילו מאקו לאקו, וכי דאפו בייסי צ'אס ואף ישראל לא צורך הירוס, וכי מאקו לאקו המיו צורך הירוס, ג'יד נחושת מחוץ לארץ. ויש לא אימא, דיני נחושת מחוץ לארץ, אגב איקה יש לארץ ישראל, וגם מחוץ לארץ נחושת לארץ ישראל. Now I'm not going to explain that, but I'll leave it with you to make up this. Namina, I discussed the sheet is coming down, and the sheet of the some other things that other sheets of shape that we have to discuss in conjunction with that. But for next time, so I'll discuss in detail, I mean the sheet of Rakatan, the sheet of the Ri in connection with Akko and in connection with other matters. Now what you should go look over is certainly your shaman, Yigit, about Akko. That's the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is divided, you know, is specified in Halochet, I mean, the second edition. I mean, Halochet base, it's part of our mission, but in the Yerushalmi, the second edition, Halochet base, the Yerushalmi about that, it's that hey, on the Dalet, on page 9. So, yeah, on the Dalet, it starts on the Dalet, it starts the last line in the Tafelum Dalet, the last line, the Boma, Hamecha Radul Akhmas Rehebus. That's the Yerushalmi that takes his mentions. That's the Yerushalmi that takes mentions. That Hamecha Radul Akhmas Rehebus, the Pshim Nogi Terebutin here, Afilu Me'akul Akhm. So this says, the Chidin that he reads such about the soil of Rehebus, you can Me'akul Akhm Ayas Rehebus, give me the Hoshim Tuchus Moretz, ויש שלים אבני דחושב בחוץ לארץ וגבי ניקה ישב ארץ ישראל וגבי חוץ לארץ ולחושב בארץ ישראל. I mean, what I say here, briefly, can be said, can be summarized in a few words. other words, Tetzes makes the re-mention of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if someone sells an Eretz to the first Hefer Bakor, it's Yosef HaHefes, to the Hefer Bakor that is borders of Pane HaTzosoy, that is not Hatzosoy. Then the Shin of the Rabbin says that even if the Eretz Nayim lived in the first Hefer Bakor, and then the Odin sold him to the Master in the second of the Bakor, is also so the question is, Monash, if when one sells an effort from the Al-Sumar Mamish to the first of Obako, he's also a Heus, so obviously the first of Obako is Chutzpahes. So why do we say that if he sells the effort from the first of Obako to the second of Obako, he's also a Heus? So he sells it from Chutzpahes. So this is the Teres. He should have made the Hoshik to Chutzpahes, he should have made the Hoshik to Chutzpahes, he should have made Chutzpahes to Hoshik to Chutzpahes. So what I say is this, I mean, with first of all, Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says, in so many words, that even though the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko is a soil, one half of Akko is a soil, so what it means is that the one half of Akko that brought that is inside the soil, so it's called out of soil, because not only were it's high game shed, it will go the law also game shed. So it gets two shades out of soil as well. The second half of Akko, the half of Akko is a Chutzlorez, that the Yerushalmi calls Chutzlorez, so it's called Chutzlorez, according to Rabbi Tam. So it's called Chutzlorez because the Rabbi Tam says in Sifra Yosha in so many words, explicitly, that the second half of Akko, so it's called Chutzlorez because the Rabbi will not give a shed, but the Mitzrayim will give a shed. So that means, according to Rabbi Tam, the first half of Akko, not only has Mishas out Israel, not only has Hashem out Israel, but has Mishas out Israel as well. Second of Abako, so Mishas out Israel does because we are involved in activation. But Hashem out Israel, this is according to Rabbi Tam. And this Rabbi Tam says himself in Sifra Yosha. Now, the real shitting is that the first of Abako, that Yerushalmi calls out Israel, is called out Israel, because the Mitzrayim war came in the first of Abba. The Mitzrayim war came in the first of Abba. So the Melee, but the Rigobel were not in Kiddush, the first of Abba. But it's called out Israel because it's in Shema out Israel. The second of Abba, that Yerushalmi was called Israel, because even the Mitzrayim were not in the second of Abba. Even the Mitzrayim were not in the second of Bako. It wasn't in Kamut in the Guru Chenitra Borodin. Oh, the Mitzrayim could have been Kedish, as the Ramban in the Ritva says. But the Ritva says in Ibn that it's like Soli, because it wasn't included in the Guru Chenitra Borodin. So Mimele, it's not even called Kopshur in Mitzrayim. So it's just like Kibishot. So the first of Bako, according to Levi, has a Shema out of soil. And the second of Bako was not in the Nikol Avromovin. So the Mele, Levi says as follows. Hamech Rav de Le'akko, Yotzor Heus. If Sa'idon sells the Eretz to the from Yerushalayim, to the first of Bako, so he sells it from a place that has Dushas out of soil, to a place that has a Shema out of soil. So Yotzor Heus. Why? Because this aloche, that Amir Rabu Lechuzmah is Yotzor Heus, is Ignaz. Why the Chachomim counts the Odin, who was Meir Rabu Lechuzmah? So the Tesvis reading explains it on the basis that he was Vatkiya, David Naimi, from his Zatulis Boris. As long as David Naimi lived in Eretz Yisrael, David Naimi was able to have a Chilek in the Mitzvah Zatulis Boris. But the moment he sells the Eretz to a Vesta who lives in Chutzlorez, so he deprives the Eretz Yisrael of an opportunity of fulfilling Mitzvah Zatulis Boris. So that's the class, that's the thesis of Yiddish. Rashi Nashoreyach explains, and in the first period in Greek, he explains this aloha, Vamech Rav Lechuzlorez Ezra Heus, that Siknas Hachonim, because he made the Eretz Yisrael very miser, or for some of his marriage, the soil of Chutzlorez. So, the real, the real holds that both Tlaimim, The Chachamim counsel for both reasons. For the reason mentioned by this Israeli, because he deprives the Etnaim of the opportunity of being the kind of Satri Roetz, and the reason mentioned by Rashi, because he causes him to be a fear and the Israel was what's that sort of problem. So the male Yoshamne says, Hameich Rab Lako, if suppose the Etnaim will be Yoshalayim. And then the master sold this Etnaim to a master in the first step of Akko. The first step of Akko does not induce yourself. But a shemelt is royal gets, so he's not on the fails. Why? Because of the disisleep stuff. Because he deprived the Eved of the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah for his voice. The Shimon of interviewed Noemeya, Apilu Miako Leako, suppose that the Eved tribe lived in the first step of Akko. And then the master went to another master in the second step of Akko. So there is also your fails. Because as far as the Isser, or for someone else, for the Kutzloret, so if someone lives in the Kutzloret, the Shemelts, and then goes out to a city that does not even have Shemelts, so he's also in the Isser, or for someone else, for the Kutzloret. So the male in the Talmud Rashi applies. So that's why he's your Tzolchemus in both situations. In the situation where the Odin sells and the Tzolchemus, from Ikar Altisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, where the Tzibishas Altisrael, to the first of Abakar, that does not have Tzibishas Altisrael, but has only Shem Altisrael. So he deprives him of the opportunity of being the kind of Tzibishas Altisrael. So because of the Tzibishas stuff, so the Chachamim counseled him, and he's your friend. Then, if Shimon of the Rabbutin says, Mesim, Afrim Akko Akko, if the time originally was in the first of Abakar, so he had no opportunity to be the kindest of his parents. But now, but at least he lived in a place that had the Shemel of Israel. Now he's open to a master that lives in the second of a battle that does not even have the Shemel of Israel, that does not need to love all the people. So, Mimele, he was given to him, he should be able to Israel, or for what is not Israel of his parents. So again, Ignaz, this is according to me, according to the town, that the first of Hebobako, so has induced out the soil, so he couldn't say that the ratio of the price, Amech Rabu Akko Yotorheus, means that if someone from Yerushalayim, a Norton from Yerushalayim, sold it at 90 to a master in the first of Hebobako, so it's Yotorheus because he deprived him of the opportunity of giving kindness for his voice. Because according to Rabbi Tamsu, the first of Abako has pushed out his soil, so he didn't deprive him of an opportunity. He was bafkirim of his Zakri's boy. So Rabbi Tamsu has to explain in Yoshalme, the ratio of the price in Yoshalme, Hamech Rabbi Lako Yotorheus, that Arikami says that if someone, let's say, lives in Yerushalayim, in a place that has pushed out his soil, sells the Eved Naim to a master in the second Hebaba, is Yotorheus. Because the second level of Akko, according to Rabbatam, does not have Gush Hazal Tzisrael. And he transferred him from Yerushalayim, that has Gush Hazal Tzisrael, into the second level of Akko. So he was Machiaim of Mitzvahs at his Goel. So Rabshim of the Rabbutin is Mesiv. Why that came somebody sold a Dertnaini from Yerushalayim to the second level of Akko? Even if he sold the Dertnaini from the first level of Akko to the second level of Akko, he is only not the Heos. Because the first level of Akko, like Yerushalayim, has been to Sakuri's boys, and the second level of Akko only has the Shemel of Israel. This is how Rav Netam will have to explain it. Okay.
Bertrand Gittin, Yud El Hei Tov Shilam Ches, September 12, 1978, on Tuesday.
The level of Akko is a real good one. For the first step of Akko, so there is no machlik as according to Rav Netam. The Rav is chayav, and he says that when the Mishnah says that when the Rabbanan says that Akko has a deal of kutzloret, it has reference even to the first step of Akko. The step of Akko is not out of his why? Because it's ochet mitzvah. So the Rav asks, raises two kashas against Rav Netam. One kashi is that when Get was brought before Rabbi Shmuel from Kfar Soye, so Rabbi Shmuel told the Shliach to say Ponecha Ponecha. And it turned out that he didn't tell him to say Ponecha Ponecha because he was a queer. But as an entertainer, in order that the power shouldn't be bound. But Rabbi Roya thought that Rabbi Shmuel required him to say Ponecha Ponecha. Because on the score of Chutzlo. So Rabbi Roya said before Rabbi Shmuel, why should Kfar Soye have a din of Chutzlo? We see that Rabbi Meir says that with Mako, which is relatively far, so which is not movement, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And so according to Rabbi Meir, certainly, if Mako that is relatively far, has it been about the soil that we've eaten? Kvasi soya certainly should have been about the soil. But even the Rabbonim of Rebeya, who say that Akko is in a Kutzlohet, so it's only Akko because it's relatively far. But Kvasi soya that is moving in Kutzlohet as well, which is not so far, so even the Rabbonim will agree that it has been about the soil. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says state, but the truth is that Rabbi Shmuel didn't require the Shliach to say Ponecha, only the Tera Tzitzit. So, Tashi did a re-raises against Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Tam, that do the Rabbonim say that Akko is like Chutz Lores, then the second effect, that is the Tachutz. But the first of Akko, so there is no Machete. The Rabbonim also agree that it's Eretz Yisrael. So why does Rabbi Loya say that Kfar Soye is more likely to have a din of Eretz Yisrael than the second half of Akko? No, the second half of Akko is more likely, is more close to Eretz Yisrael. Because it's more than movement. Kfar Soye is only movement. What does movement mean? So either movement means it's surrounded by the side by Eretz Yisrael, or it will mean the 2,000 Tama radius, whatever. But Akko, so the second half of Akko, is part and parcel of the same city as the first half of Akko. So it's more than movement. So it's more close to Eretz Yisrael. It's more akin to Eretz Yisrael. The second half of Akko is more akin to Eretz Yisrael. Because Kfar Soye is not part of the same town that is Eretz Yisrael. It's only moving to Sechatrum. That's one kash. The second kash that the re-raises against Hamletam is the Gemore of Mecher Abu Yisuri Yehidot Olechem. Rabbi Barab, Reis Navai, Mecher Abu Yisuri Yehidot Olechem was around. The Chachomim Council, and not who was Mecher Abu Yisuri to Chutzlore, to a master of Chutzlore. That's just what I know. So the Shaivet is, if he don't sell the Ritnayim to a master of Chutzlore, he's just what I know. And the Shaivet is, I'll read it about the Oma, that he was Yochish Beit. So the three Beit Hedai could come up. The Michael Abba is so Yochish Beit, he's not out of Chutzlore, for you. We did Neil Abba the way, Kosh Kisuye, the Merchik Tupe, so the Gemori is Beit that Mechav Nisui Yotlechit, because even Reb Meir, who considers Akko as having a din of Eretz Yisrael Gavim, so he's made that we got the Eved Avodi, it had a din of Chutz Lores, so Kosh Nisui that is far away, so according to Rav Natan, according to Rabbi Tam, when do the Rabbonim say that Akko is a din of Chutz Lores only the second half of Akko? But the first half of Akko is without any question has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So only the second half of Akko, because that is Chutz Lores. So how can the Gemara say? So since Rabbi Meir says that the second level back has a din of Chutz Lores and Gavei Avodim. So you certainly have a good warrant. Why certainly? Adarabe. So here the Gemara is raising the question, according to Mandoma, that Kibishoch is a kibbutz. So, according to Mandoma, Kibishoch is a kibbutz. So, Sui is out of soil. And the second devil of Akko, when Remea says Akko is out of soil, he means the second devil of Akko. We got the internet is out of soil. But we got Rabodin, the second devil of Akko, does not have everything about the soil. So, the second devil of Akko is good for it. But Sui, according to Mandoma, Kibishoch is a kibbutz, is out of soil. So, how can the Gemara say Kolsten? So you the mirror gets way, it's a question of geographical proximity. The question is whether it's a soil of Chutzlaret. So the second level of Bako, the mayor says, we got that for the middle of Chutzlaret because it is Chutzlaret. But so you're calling Manuel to Shabbos with Kibush, he's out of Israel. All right. So I mean, that the second Kashi appears on the surface to be even a stronger Kashi than the first time. So let's answer the second Kashi first, and then the first Kashi. Now, so, it's like, I don't know, whoever looked over that Bator. Now, there is a machlekes whether kibush yochid is shmei kibush or kibush yochid is loy shmei. What does it mean, kibush yochid? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says kibush yochid means that it wasn't all Israel were not involved in the Muhammad, that David raged against Syria. All Israel were not involved in it. Only a portion of Klal Yisrael would participate in the war against Syria, the David wage. Then the Tesis says, no, it doesn't make any difference how many participate in the war. The question is whether it's from the origin of Avraham Avinu or not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So maybe like if it is a territory that comes within the limits of the origin of Avraham Avinu, so even if a Yochid in Israel is Kevashet, it has a kin of Kiddush Rabbi. It has a kin of Shabbat. And the Mitzvah that Rav Kook so published a certain lecture that I delivered in the Kiddush Tirosh Baal Peh about the Shtochim of the Lidas Israel. So there I mentioned many riots that the Pshat of Kiddush Rabbi, it does not mean, does not depend how many participants there are in the war. Two that Rashi mentions as a prerequisite for Kibush Rabbi, Shishim Ribe should participate in the war. But that's not the basic thing. The basic thing is, Kibush Rabbi means if the Kibush is attributed to Klal Yisrael as a unit, not Klal Yisrael as, let's say, as 10 million individual Jews. Because as 10 million individual Jews, so there is no difference whether it's 1,000 Jews or 10 million individual Jews or one Jew. The question is now, let's say, with Kol Moki Mashatidra Vei Kafragrecho, Boi Mochem Nisaku. So what does it mean, Kol Moki Mashatidra Vei Kafragrecho? Anything that is near Beish, so Klal Yisrael gets a collective title in it. So, who is the Kevesh? One Jew, or 1,000 Jews, or even 10 million Jews? That's not important. If the Klal Yisrael as a Chtiva Acha, if the whole Jewish people, as a unit, as one person, is the Kevesh, then it's considered Kibush Rabbi. Then it's considered Kibush Rabbi. So, if only same agree, Rashi, Tesis, Rambam, that Kibush Rabbi by definition means not a rabbi of so many million individual Jews, but rabbi means the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael, the whole kibbutz, the Jewish people. So if the kibbutz is realized by Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a chtiva achas, then it's considered kibbutz rabbi. And if the kibbutz is realized by individual Jews, so it doesn't make any difference whether one individual Jew or 10 million individual Jews, then it's a kibush yachid. So it's a kibush of many yachidim, not one yachid. But Rashi Shittin is in order. Now, that goes without saying that when, let's say, that when Yoshua, let's say, was kibush yachid, even though there were a number of Jews who did not participate in the war, there were a number of Jews who did not participate in the war, but al-Bedin, the kibush is something that has been realized by the whole Klal Yisrael, even those who are not involved in the war. So the kibush is considered al din to have been realized by Claudius. But Rashi thing is, when can the kibush be attributed to Claudius Royal if there is a minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war? That's Rashi. But if there is no minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war, then the kibush cannot be attributed to Claudius Royal. So to whom is it attributed? To the kibush. To the Jewish. But that's Rashi. And Tayshi thing is, no, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference how many participants in the war there are. But the important thing now, the Rashi of Tishim Ribbing, that's the Rashi in the Hope in the Amizor. The Hope in the Amizor. But Tayshi in Gitlin, in Amizor, so Kibush Yochid is, why so the Kibush Yochid? Because the Sanhedrin told David HaMelech, some of the Talkiva Shaloch Loikovashto, the Abdo Hill of the Kibush Aram Narayim. So in other words, David HaMelech, according to Tayshin, David HaMelech is not exiting. He had no right to be Kibush additional territory and the next to Eretz Yisrael before all the orders that was little Avraham Avinu was not in the possession of the Jews. And at that time, when David was Kibush Syria from Aram, so Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Yebusim. So in other words, so he had no right to be Kibush. So the melee, what's the pshat? According to things, this is what I say in that pamphlet about stopping in this one. So that according to things, Kibush, the definition of Kibush Rabbi is the same according to all the shame. Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush that is realized by Claudius Royal, without any exception, by Claudius Royal. And when we say that the Kibush is realized by Claudius Royal, so it doesn't mean only because the Jews that are living in a certain generation. Claudius Royal includes all Jews, the Jews that lived thousands of years ago. So, and the Jews that will yet be born, they are all included in Claudius Royal. So Kibush Rabbi means a kibush by Claudius Royal. But whereas Rashi is, that there must be a minimum of 600,000 participants in order to be considered a kibush by Claudius Royal. The Rambam is, that when can it be attributed to Claudius Royal? Only if the Melech is the kibush, and Midas is Royal or Midas Bez Nagodo. Case Rashi is, no. It doesn't make any difference whether the Melech is the Kevish or a Hedyot is the Kevish. Even if a single Jew is Kevish, of the origin of Avraham Avinu that were on its target to the Kevish, so the Melech is attributed to Claudius. Even if Yoyah ben Mashe, even let's say, it's mentioned in the Torah that Yoyah ben Mashe was Kevish. So if Yoyah ben Mashe, a single Jew, is Kevish, a city, a village, of the origin of Avraham Avinu, Zalpidin, it's considered as a kibush by Claudius Royal. Why? Because it comes within the limits that people have one of you. But when can it be attributed to Claudius Royal if that Yochid had the right of beginning to be Kavish? But David HaMelech, he was the Melech, but he had no issues to be Kavish so yet, because at that time Yerushalayim was still not in the possession of the Jewish people, so it was the possession of the Yebusi. So it seems David had no issues to be Kavish Zoye, so Memele it cannot be attributed to Claudius Royal. So Memele, that's the Pshat in Kibush Rabbi versus Kibush Yom. So now the soil there are two aspects. First of all, there is the aspect of Shemel Tisoil. The key, what does Shemel Tisoil mean? The title, the collective title, that Claudius Royal has in a certain land. So, in the Alashim to Avraham Avinu, so the Shem Eretz Royal dates back to Avraham Avinu, even before the Kibush Yehoshua. And Masheike regarding Surya, that was not written of Avraham Avinu. So, certainly, Claudius Royal, prior to the time that David HaMelech was giving Surya from Aram, So it certainly did not have a Shemar Tzroyal, because Shemar Tzroyal by definition means the land title to which is vested in Klal Yisrael, not in individual Jews, but in Klal Yisrael. So prior to the Kibush by Dovid, so certainly no collective title was vested in Klal Yisrael. But the question is whether title became vested in Klal Yisrael as a result of Dovid's Kibush. So then the Machlokes. If we say Kibush Yochid, a Kibush, so then it comes with the index of the Sakosu of Kol Moke Masha Tidre Avoy. Tidre Avoy means any Moke that you'll be Kalish. Boy Lochem Zatu. What does it mean, Boy Lochem Zatu? Lochem means the Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, Ishem Ar Tzroi was Chalal Yisrael. If we say Kibush Yochid, Loish Le Kibush, so then Ishem Ar Tzroi was not Chalal Yisrael. And then there's another aspect of the Artisoil, Kedusha of the Artisoil. And how does the Kedusha of the Artisoil take effect? Also, through Kibush. So Mimele again, if we say the Kibush by Dovid is considered a Kibush, so Mimele not only was the Tzuria through the Kibush by Dovid become Sheme Artisoil, on the basis of the Zosakosu Pilachem Zabi, but it became Miskati Vidusha Zosakosu too. If we say that Loish made Kibush, so the Mele, it was Miskati Vidusha Zosakosu, and the Shema Zosakosu was not realized in Suya either, because it's not Kibush. The Shema Zosakosu is how through that Zosakosu, on the basis of the Zosakosu Pilachem Zabi, but if Shloish Mekibush, it's not Tibre Obey. So there is no Lochem Nisati. If there is no Lochem Nisati, it does not have a Shema Yisrael. And if it's not Kibush, if it's not Kibush, so it's not Niskabe, it's Kibusha Shema Yisrael. So according to the Mandora, now on that point there is a Machlekes in Avedizore, Yaakov, Apalem, between Rameya and Rabbeis. The Meir hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and Rabbi Yitzchak hold Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. So, in the Bais Mishnah there is no shadow that according to the Mandora, that Kibush Yochid according to Rabbi Meir, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so soon you had the Din of Eretz Yisrael Lechol Advori. It had the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael, and Gabit Musamaisel, and Gabit everything, like Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So Midrashim did not have Shem Eretz Yisrael, nor did it have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbis. But according to Rameyah, it had both Midrashim, Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. How about the Baishim? Now, so how did Kochim Kofshel Mitzrayim v'li Kofshel Mibobel? So, and Kedushas Rishenu is Kedushas Rishaito v'loi Kedushas Rishaito. So those became it, that the Rishaito were not Kedush, that the Lubavitch were not Kadesh, so do not have any Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like Bishon. Now, if Surya, the Lubavitch were not Kadesh Surya, so even according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but it couldn't be better than Bishon. Bishon certainly had a Kibush. Yeshua was Kadesh, Bishon. And it was Nitol Avraham Avinu too. And still, since the Lubavitch were not Kadesh Bishon, so it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So vis-a-vis Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Bishon is Chutz Laaretz. So how could Surya be better than Bishon? But maybe they would go well. Bishon, they were not Kedush, but Surya, they were Kedush. So the Raivet says, to the Reshmit Eliyahu, and the Rambam, a Perik Yud, Perik Dalet, Milche Shmit Eliyahu, Aloche Rav Ches, the Rambam says, Yivrayad Mishvi is Neheges Bo Midivreya, Usvich Yisuriya, Yivrayad Mutorim Ba'achila, Lo Yiyu Arot Yisaylu, Chmuri Me'art Yisroel, She'arziku Bo Eile Mitzrayim. Omar Avraham, Yivrayad Mayo Yitzorich Lo Viyem Yikal Vachimea, Harei Lo Yirziku Eile Bo Bel Vachim Soy. So the Rambam says in so many words, that both in Rayad and Surya, Elibobel were not Kiddush. And this is a historical fact, that Ezra Nehemiah Hagasrami Malachia, when he went after Eretz Yisrael and he settled in Eretz Yisrael. So Syria was not one of the places that they took possession of, that they settled upon. This is the argument. It's true, and the Mishnah mentions that, and this is again a historical fact, that Yana HaMelech, the Hashminoim, they were Kevesh. Ibrahim, they were Kevesh. Syria, Yana, the Hashminoim were Kevesh everything. So the question is the kibush by the Hashminoim considered al-Kudin as a kibush or not? That's another question. But assuming, so the case of Mishnah discusses that, but assuming that the kibush by the Hashminoim, by Yana HaMelech, is considered as a kibush, but the kibush of the Hashminoim of Yana HaMelech could not be better than the kibush by Yeshua ben Nun. So, Kedusha b'sheino is saying Kedusha b'shaito, v'lo Kedusha b'sheino. Kedusha b'sheino is Kedusha b'shaito, v'Kedusha b'sheino. So the question arises, the Rambam raises the question, why is Kedusha b'sheino more chomer than Kedusha b'sheino or Kedusha b'sheino? So that was a kibush, that was miskabish, alpi urmitumin, alpi bez nagodol, and alpi nobi, everything, and Yeshua was a melech. So and everything. So still, so the kibusha b'sheino is loy kibusha slave, and the kibusha shnino, when Rebbe Yishmael, Rav Yisrael were not even go up there to Israel, and there was no melech, and so that kibusha is kibusha slave. So the Rambam raises that question. So the Rambam in Hilchas Misapchire, so he gives the teretz. The Rambam in Hilchas Misapchire says kibusha b'sheino took effect through kibush. So that's the halacha, that the kibusha that takes effect through kibush is loy kibusha slave, is poka. When the goyim are kibush, since the kibusha took effect through the kibush of Israel from the goyim, so when the goyim are kibush back from us, so the kibusha is also one. Masha'im in the kibusha shniyo, there was no, you couldn't conceive of kibush, because what kind of kibush was there? They didn't have, Ezra Nehemiah did not have any independence and sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. They just went after Eretz Yisrael because Kedron gave them rishus to go after Eretz Yisrael. So how was it miskavish? Until the time of the Hashnoim, the Jewish people did not have any sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. So how was Eretz Yisrael miskavish in the Bir Shniyo? Through Chazoke. Chazoke al Pi Adibur, the Novi told them to go up to Eretz Yisrael and settle in Eretz Yisrael, and by settling upon Eretz Yisrael and being marzik in the land, so Eretz Yisrael is miskavish. So a kedusha that takes effect through kibush is poka as a result of the kibush agoyim from us, but a kedusha that takes effect not through kibush but through chazoke, so the kibush of the goyim does not negate the kedusha that took effect through chazoke. So mainly, even if we were to assume, which is not such a double portion in any way, so even if we were to assume that the kibush of the Hashinoyim al Pedin is a kibush, let's say it's a kibush rabbi. Let's say it's a kibush rabbi. But it couldn't be better than the kibush of Yeshua. So, lachachum by Shemi, that kibush became born. So mainly, since the Rabbi says that the Tzuri and the Rayal is loikish, Ilibovel were not Kevesh. So even according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, but Tusha Shniyodi was not realizing it. So Mimele and Tusha Rishayni Loi Kibush Yochid Lovei. So even according to Rameyasi, Suye, even according to Rameya, I'm sorry, even according to Rameya who says Kibush Yochid be Kibush, but Suye couldn't be higher with whom is a Maestas with Raisa. With Rabona it's high because there is a special Takone in regard to Suye. Even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. But with the Rabbonon it's chayim from Samaisas. But Surya, which is only the chuyah with the Rabbonon, has its own dinim. But with the Raisa, even according to Rameya, Surya couldn't be chayim from Samaisas, because why should it be better than Bishon? The Bishon, but there is one after dinim. Now, the Aloha and the Gzersakosu, or Kol Mokim HaShakid Rabbi Kavrag Lechem, Boi Lechem Nisati, Boi Lechem Nisati, implies two things. First of all, that Klal Yisrael gets collective title for Kibush, Memele it acquires a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and then that it becomes Niskadish for Kibush. That it becomes Niskadish for Kibush. So this halacha, that that the intuition that takes effect through kibush is poka when the goyim makib shed back from us, that applies only to the kedushin. But as far as the title that was became vested in Klal Yisrael as a result of kibush, so there we don't say that the kibush of the goyim is what negated the title that Klal Yisrael had. Needless to mention, in connection with the origin of Avraham Avinu, in connection with Eretz Yisrael. So there the Ramban says, since the Torah says, L'achuz ha-seilom v'satu lachem, l'chol l'achuz ha-seilom, l'arech l'achach l'achuz ha-seilom, so what is l'achuz ha-seilom? That no kibush in the world can negate that kinyan that Klal Yisrael has. But even in regard to Suye was not given to Avraham Avinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an outright matan. But, so according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Klal Yisrael acquired this collective title in Suye through Kibush. So once Klal Yisrael acquired collective title through Kibush, so then it cannot be divested, that collective title. So Mele, even though Kedusha Mishenu, that took effect through Kibush, is Kitcha Lishaito, Viloi Kitcha Lashitrofei, the Kedusha was Poka, but the Shemer of Yisrael was not Poka. Now, let's say Rigabi Smich. So, according to Madoma of Kibush Yochid Lo Shmei Kibush, so Smich cannot take place in Suya. According to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Smich can take place in the Arts Yisroel, will take place in the Arts even Lachacho, because it is the Shemer Arts Yisroel, the Shemer Arts Yisroel, not Poka, Rigabi Egla Ruf. That also depends upon Shemer Arts Yisroel, not Bishas Arts Yisroel. So, is Egla Ruf and Eid in Suya? According to Rabbi Yisi, certainly not. According to Rameya, yes, even after the home, because when you say that the Kedusha Rishenu was Poka, so only the Kedusha was Poka, but the collective title that became vested in Klal Yisrael, that was not Poka. So Memele, we can answer the second kasha that we raise is against Rabbi Tam. What's the kasha? He says, Ve'edir da'ibri kamo nichab l'suyat l'chevus. So that's chutz l'aretz, mashiach in Suya. Because over kibush yochid shmei kibush. Oy v'aviyat me'aretz Yisrael. So why does the Gemara say, la'avod im le'kol shkin Suya v'me'aretz ketuveh? What is geographical proximity to do with it? The question is whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. So what does Rabbi Meir say? That Akko, the second level of Akko, has a din of Chutz L'Aretz L'Gabei Avod. The second level of Akko is Chutz L'Aretz. But Suya, we are discussing it according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, is Eretz Yisrael. So what if it's far away? Who cares about the proximity? The second level of Akko is Chutz L'Aretz, and Suya is Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, the Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says explicitly, as a matter of fact, I made a photographic copy of that extract of Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha, but I forgot to take it from me. So Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosha says explicitly that the dimension of Yerushalmi in Gittin, that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko, the half of Akko, which are the Eretz Yisrael, is the Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko, which are Chutz L'Aretz, is Chutz L'Aretz. But Rabbi Tam says in Sifra Yosha, the half of Akko, that is mitzad Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael, because not only were in Mitzrayim Kevish the first of Abako, but the Libobel were also Kevish. But the second of Abako, they have Abako. so many words, that the first of Abaco is he pushes out the soil, the second of Abaco pushes out the soil, he goes to death. But there is Rhyme or Gabish in the second of Abaco. So in Melee, we can understand the Gemara very well. We can answer this discussion. So with the Yosel Echeus and Ah, mit it non at what you have to say, Ligit, Ligit, Nei, La, Vori, Goy, Kolsh, Ki, Su, Ye, Dima, Rege, Tu, Ve, So he asks, Adar, Abis, O, Ya, Tu, Ve, Ki, Mas, Is, Nei, Ani, Sachu, Kush, Loret, Di, Kom, Es, Kim, Shor, Shmi, Kibush. No, but Rabbi Tam says, that even the Sachu, Kush, Loret, they live in Mitzrayim, or Kibish. And if they live in Mitzrayim, or Kibish, if they live in Mitzrayim, or Kibish, so maybe Shemel, Al, Tisroel, it has. And so yeah, even I live in the Mandoma Kibshiyokich Beikibush, but it's not better than it was than Bishon. So, since the Rebbe says that the Lubov were not Kavish yet, and the Tusha Rishaino, this Kitchen Shaino Kishon Slove, and the Tusha Shmi was not Chal, so what's the net result? In so yeah, that it has a Shemel Tisroel according to Ramea. So it has a Shemel Tisroel with Raise, but the Tusha Shemel Tisroel, it does not have with Raise. With Rabbonon, even according to Mandoma Kibishiyoch, it won't show the Kibush, so it's Chayim Kibush of Yisrael. But with the Raisi, it does not have any Kibush of Yisrael. Now! Because Kibush of Yisrael, it's Kibush of Yisrael, to be cautious of it. But then, Akko, the second level of Akko has a certain Adifes, has a certain Mile, over Zoye. Because the second level of Akko, in view of the fact that they are Yisrael or Kibush, so that's a Raya, that it came within the limits of the origin of Avraham Avinu, because that's the Simen. In Mitzrayim war Kevesh, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. So in Melech, the second level of Akkor, even though it's just Hashem Kishas Eretz Yisrael, it says Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and not just Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but it has the Melech that it is of the origin of Avraham Avinu. Masha'ik in Suye was not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, but it acquired the Shem Eretz Yisrael through the Kibush of David, because Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, but it's not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the fact that a certain piece of territory has the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it comes within the limits of the origin of Avraham Avinu, is a mile. This is what Gemara means. Coach in Suya, the Milchek Etvei. So it's not just a question of mile. Milchek Etvei means that it's beyond the limits of the Orishtik Avraham Avinu, for the second level of Akko, the so-called Chutzlor et Sparta Akko, is came within the limits of Avraham Avinu. So that's more of it. Alright, so maybe that answers this question. But it's not so cautious as yet. Tasteless here, tasteless, so then, tasteless, so that answers Rabbetam. That answers Rabbetam. As a matter of fact, tasteless, the Ri, when he has the kasha against Rabbetam, so he says, Rochem Boyore, Yahavi Kibich Rabbe Eretz Yisrael, Kim Nishme Kibush, or Yilmo, Kim Daf Batome is Kechutz Loretz. Kim Daf Batome is Kechutz Loretz. Now, according to Rabbetam, Rabbetam is not saying it, or Yilmo Kim Daf Batome is Kechutz Loretz. But Rabbi Tam is not saying the Ri is saying it. But according to Rabbi Tam, the pshat could be very simple. What are the two alternatives? When the Gemara raises the Abaye, Rabbi Rabbi, when Amich Rabbi Nisun, Yosef Echidus and Ha. Why? Because it goes according to Mandoma Kibush Yochi, Shmei Kibush. Because according to Mandoma Kibush Yochi, Moish Shmei Kibush, so with the right thing doesn't even have a Shemer Eretz Yisrael. So in Melech, it certainly is Yosef Echidus. But the Abaye goes according to Mandoma Kibush Yochi, Shmei Kibush. So neither I see the Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and the Kishas Eretz Yisrael doesn't there, so that could be that right. Whether the Halach of Amich Rabbe Lechutz Loretz, so it's a Knas Chachon, that Yosef Echeus, does it depend upon the Kishas Eretz Yisrael or upon the Hashem Eretz Yisrael? Now, the Tesis Chit says that the reason as to why Meicher Rabbe Lechutz Loretz, Yosef Echeus, because he's Matkia, the Eved of Mitzvahkuiz Loretz. As long as the Eved would live in Eretz Yisrael, the Eved would participate in the mitzvahs of mitzvahs of mitzvahs. But the moment he saw the lesson of mitzvahs, so he's machia dele of the passage, of the opportunity of being, of participating in the kiyum of mitzvahs of mitzvahs. So that's the knas that the Chachomim applied against such an order. The Rambam's pshat is that the reason in Rashi's pshat. Rashi says because the reason why the Chachomim comes in the order who was Mecher Abel Chutz Loretz is because he was given the Eved there the Yisra of also what is now to Chutz Loretz. So now, so since according to Rabbi Tam, so the first level Bako has Bishop Altisfoil. The second level Bako Bishop Altisfoil in Joseph. But and Shem Altisfoil in Tempest. And two names in the Kornandova Kibshok is my Kibush. But Bishop Altisfoil in Joseph. That is the right. But Shem Altisfoil in Tempest. So that's the Abaye. Mech Rabbi Yisuye. So does the Knaz depend upon Bishop Altisfoil or it depends upon Shem Altisfoil? Is patient, Yisur. We see that Rebbe Yosef Zach of Yisrael Gitnei. So that means that the second level battle that does not have a contract time does not have Bishop Yisrael, but Chema Yisrael it is. So if somebody sells an order, and an order sells an event to the second level battle, they mess with the second level battle, so it's Yosef Achilles. Even though the second level battle still has Chema Yisrael, but it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, Machmas, since the days of Avraham Avinu, not Machmas the Kibush of David, but since the days of Avraham Avinu, so like Hashkamo Vichamo, that if he sells him to Zuye, two Kibush Yohash me Kibush, but Kibush of Yisheno is what Yishos in Lobe. So what does it have a Shem Eretz Yisrael? And the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Kibush of David, not in the Matan Emakol Yishbohu. So certainly should be also ahead. I mean, so we answer the second question. Now the first question that the raises against Kamlecha from the Gemara of Parsisoy. So the lawyer said to Rabbi Shmuel, how in Parsisoy Mule betchume Eretz Yisrael, who came with the Peiro Yisa be'ak. ומביקח מכל מוקי מכה אדומה אף על פי של חיקו מצפירו שיעצמו מארץ ישראל. So, why does the Gemara say that Parsisoye is more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Akko? We are talking about the second level of Akko, but the second level of Akko is part of one city. The other half of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamre. But Parsisoye is only Mugle, but it's not part and parcel of the same city, part of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamre. So, Adarabe, Akko should be considered as more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Parsisoye. Now, we saw that when we when we went over the Rashi, when Rashi says for Kutzvor at Kol in Nefayam, Marvi Bobel, so David was Sikashi against Rashi, so David says, Apopi, he has Sikashi from Rekha the Chago, so only Rabbi Amuyo says that he has to sing for Nechut for Nechtam, and Kvaludi Lulu, so only Rabbi Leza says he has to sing for Nechut for Nechtam. So, but the Rabbonon say that he doesn't have to say for Nechut for Nechtam. But according to Rashi, that every Chutz Loretz means in the Sayam, so even according to Rabbonon, if somebody is willing to get from Rekh Lechago or from Kvaludim, so he should have to say for that. So the Vitro rejects Rashi's plan. But the Vitro says, Vav of Pishiyeshu, Freik, Dilema, that Enoch and Ame, if a certain place is Chutz Loretz Amish, so then it's not even Kopshu El Mitzrayim, Bitzchus Loretz Ames. So then everybody will agree, even the Tanakhamic, that yes, the Shliach from that place has to say Bonech Lefanecha. But Smuches and Mugloes, the Tanakhamic says that the Shliach does not have to say Bonech Lefanecha if it brings a get from Smuches and from Mugloes. So they are not Chutz Loretz Ames, but they are retaining cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, that is Miskadish, which is Eretz Yisrael, and it's Mugla, Bitchum Eretz Yisrael, that is Kapshua and Babel, but they themselves were not Kapshua and Babel. But in Mitzrayim, so they themselves were Mugvish by Mitzrayim. So Avokish is Litrei, but he doesn't like. So the Ritva mentions that it's possible to say that even Rekem V'Chagot, even Rekem V'Chagot, so is Eretz Yisrael. And as a matter of fact, the Rebbe says that Rekem V'Chagot is Mamish Eretz Yisrael, even Kapshua and Babel too. So that's it. So why is it considered as Chutz Loretz, but if Shliach does not have to say for Lechta for Lechta on the basis of Smuches, on the basis of Mugloes, so that's because it's not so close to the legal issue of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe says that Rekem V'Chagot is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh, even Kapshua Lebobel. So according to Rabbi Tam, we don't have to go so far that it's Kapshua Lebobel Rekem V'Chagot of Kvaludin. But we can say that according to Rabbi Tam, so the Mugloes, Kvaludin, is Kapshua Lebobel. But it's not Kapshua Lebobel. And according to Rabbi Tam, so the Takone of the Folenachdor of Folenachdor is based upon Bishas Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Tam Shite. Because there are clouds, so any city, there are clouds generally speaking. So any city that the Bobel War came age, had Mishibes, had what it needs, and more it needs in the country. So Mele, the Hakonim made the general Takone, that any place that is Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of Bishas Eretz Yisrael, so the Shliach, if the Shliach needs to get from that place, he doesn't have to say Ponechta. So the Takone of Ponechta depends upon Chutz Loretz, not in the sense of Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shel Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if a certain city, from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, is Chutz Loretz, even though from the point of view of Shel Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael, so the requirement of Ponechta and Ponechta applies. But and it came home in as much as this was in tradition of Eretz Yisrael, and it was also sunk down Eretz Yisrael, and also Mugla, like the Mugla, Bitchum Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't have to say the Bonedak Melech. So now, so in other words, briefly, according to Rabbi Tam, so Kvaludi or Kvar Sisoi, those that are Mugla Bitchum Eretz Yisrael, so according to all Tanoim except Reb Lezer, the Shliach doesn't have to say for Nechum for Nechdam. So it only applies to a city that has Shem Eretz Yisrael, but not Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if in addition it is Mugle, B'seich Tchumei Eretz Yisrael, that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so then it doesn't have to say for Nechum for Nechdam. According to Rav Lezer, he has to say for Nechum for Nechdam. But if a certain place does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Mugle, So then he certainly has to say, then he certainly has to say for Nechta for Nechta. So now we can answer the first kasha against Rabbi Tam, where Rabbi Loya said to him, "Valei Kvar Sisoi, Mugla Bitchum Eretz Yisrael." And in addition, Kvar Sisoi was Kapshua in Mitzrayim. So in Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. And in addition, it is Mugle B'seich Tchum Eretz Yisrael. So that should be better than the second half of Bako. Than the second half of Bako. So he says, so he says, Kvar Sisoi, the second half of Bako is Kopshua in Mitzrayim, but it's not Mugle in the Tchum. The second level of Bako, while it's Kapshua Lemitzrayim, but it's not Mugle in the Tchumim of the Dushas Eretz Yisrael, of the Kingdom of the Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Machirik in Basisoye has both my lips. It has a shadow of oil for the pure Mitzrayim, and in addition, it is moving the humming of Jews out of this oil. Alright, now, what is the shite? So that's the shite of Abba. Now, what is the shite? Or, what is the shite of the Rigi? Now, the shite of the Rigi, so according to Abba Tam, according to Abba Tam, so the according to Abba Tam, it depends upon the Jews out of this oil. Depends upon the Jews out of this oil. So any place that has Jews out of this oil, so the Shriach who delivers a get from that place does not have to say Panach Panachah. But if the Shriach delivers a get from a place that does not have Jews out of this oil, even though it has a Shemer out of this oil, so he has to say Panach Panachah. Except if it's Muches, it's Mugloys. But even if it's Muches and Mugloys, so it also has to have the Shemer out of this oil. But if it does not have the Shemer out of this oil, it's Chutzlor, it's Gomel. So the fact that it's Muches and Mugloys will not avail us. Why? Because in all Takones, there is a concept of Loipur. So in other words, we are not at liberty. You know, so even if a certain Takone is enacted for a certain reason, but we are not at liberty to discuss every situation and the merits of the rationale of the Takone. The rationale of the Takone was because it came Lishmo, because it came Lishmo. But then it was a Takone. And the Melee, we have to apply the concept of the proof. But, so true, there are certain exceptions. Smuches and Mugloys. So when can we say that Smuches and Mugloys are the din of Eretz Yisrael if these cities, to a certain extent, have a din of Eretz Yisrael, if they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael? In addition, there are Smuches and Mugloys. So then, they are treated like Eretz Yisrael. But if the Smuches and the Mugloys are Chutz L'Aretz Gomel, then we apply the concept of Lebluh. And then we have to say Ponechdam, even though they are here. Right, that's Rav Natamshi. Now, the Mishnah is that when the Mishnah says, when the Rabbonon in the Mishnah says that he has to say before Nechdam, he has to say before a Nechdam. So that is reference even to the first Ebbah. But then, the Rebbe mentioned the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Amichir Ad Vakol Yisrael. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe Afil Ma'ak Vakol. And according to the Rebbe, it means that in two situations, it's Yerushalmi. One situation is where the Odi sells the Ebbah from the rest of Eretz Yisrael to the first level Bako, so it's your Torahimus, and then the author sells from the first level Bako to the second level Bako. So what is he to say? He made the Choshev the Chutz Loretz, the tradition of Israel, the Gabi Chutz Loretz, Miu Choshev, Ki Eretz Yisrael. So what's the job? So we said that according to me, just, it's not this, it's according to Rabbeinu. According to Rabbeinu, so the first level Bako, so it's Kopshuri in the Bobel. The second level Bako, so it's Kopshuri in the Bobel, but it's Kopshuri in the Mitzrayim. So, according to the Rebbe, so the first level Bako, the Yerushalmi calls out Israel, so it's called out Israel because they're in Mitzrayim mortgage. So it has, it was the origin to Avraham Avinu, the first level Bako, was the origin to Avraham Avinu and to Mitzrayim Mokevish. So the Yerushalmi calls it out Yisrael because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. The second level Bako, so does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, there are two times why Hamicher Abdei in the Chutz Loretz is your Torah. The Tisrit mentions the town, it's a Knaf Yod for being Mafia de Eben of the Zakir Boretz. And Rashi says, that's for the Odin, for being given into the Eben, that he should be either a Miser of a sort of Stavs Yisrael of the Torah. So the Rebbe can agree with both of them. So Memele, the Yerushalmi says, Hamicher Abdei Kol Yotzo Lecheus. Because if, let's say, the old that was in Yerushalayim, and then the old sold this heaven, who lived until now in Yerushalayim, so he sold it to investor in the first half of Bako, the half of Bako inside Eretz Yisrael, so Mishas Eretz Yisrael doesn't care, Shem Eretz Yisrael cares, so Mimele, he was Matthias, you know, the Mishas Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele, כי סובי מילא איזה יוצא לחיוס. סובי מילא שמי נאו תרפיוטים סי, ואפו מאקו לאפו. So there are evidence in place, the first step of Akko, that the Shemeh are destroyed. But the Dushas are destroyed, but the Shemeh are destroyed, even though he didn't tell the Dushas are destroyed. He sold him to a master in the second step of Akko, that does not even have the Shemeh are destroyed. And the Rishi thing is that the Spar is Nisa, or for so was the Smart, they are destroyed the Chutzlaret in for a moment, so that depends upon the Shemeh are destroyed. So someone who lives in the first, who is a resident of the first level of Akko, the Shemel Tzfoil is not allowed to go into the second level of Akko for a moment, because he does not have a Shemel Tzfoil. So the Mele, the Akko Akko, the Tam of Rashi applies. So that's why it's also a Tzfoil. Now, but there is a Yerushalayim. So then, according to what we said in the Rishi, so then the Rishi will be difficult from the Yerushalmi. It will be negative Yerushalmi. That's Yerushalmi. The thesis mentions that one half of Bakal is Eretz Yisrael and one half of Bakal is Chutzlaret. And according to Rishi, the half of Bakal is Eretz Yisrael means there's the Neshama Eretz Yisrael. So the half of Bakal is Eretz Yisrael does not even have Neshama Eretz Yisrael. So, Rabbi Yaakov Barache, Shin Rabbanu, Mitreinu de Rebbe Ananya Hofin Akko Yishber Yisrael Yishber. So, Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbanu that from two incidents that happened, that overtook Rebbe, that happened to Rebbe, we can deduce that half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, and half of Akko is Chutzlaret. And according to Rabbi, what does it mean? The half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko is Chutzlaret, has not even Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Has not even Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So what are the two incidents? So, because Rebbe has the Akko, Chamsim, so they say, oh, we put on the deal. Omalu, Mavos Lusin, Omale, Talmud Echot Bolika. So, he saw that they ate in Akko, that they saw, that the Jews in Akko were accustomed to eat pasnoki. What do you mean pasnoki? Clean bread, that means that they were lasis. Lasis means when you moisten the wheat, we wash the wheat. So, he saw that the wheat that it was used in their bread, in their bases, was washed. Was washed. Now, so, was washed. So, now if it was washed, so then it's Mukhshami Kavutum. Because if it's not washed by any of the Shiva Mashkin, so then it's not Mukhshami Kavutum. But if it's washed, they will lazy the heat of the wheat. So then it's Mukhshami Kavutum. Kavutum. So then he asked them, why they do it? So in other words, like, so they wouldn't be able to eat pitare, since if they weren't lazy, so then they wouldn't be able to eat pitare. But if they are lazy, said, so it became mukhsham kabbalah sume, so they wouldn't be able to eat pitare. Omulei, tell me that would probably come to hell or no. Al-me-beitzim, shena-machshir. So in other words, that the beitzim is not much, and therefore they suddenly made a mishalech shel beitzim, the loyal baral shel beitzim. So they made a mistake. That Talmid man, he heard it. that the Beitzin is not, we heard it from his Rebbe, that the Beitzin is not Mashiach. But what did his Rebbe say? That the egg yolk or the egg white is not Mashiach. But this Talmi made a mistake, and he thought that when he heard from his Rebbe that the Beitzin is not Mashiach, so the Rebbe meant that if you cook an egg in water, so that water in which you cook an egg is not Mashiach. Mimele, they found a tzeli to wash the chito with the water in which the eggs were cooked. Of course, that was a toilet. So Sabri Meimam Mishal Shal Beitzin, Vuyomar Shal Beitzin Masa. So at that time, so Rebbe was gazing here, Talmid Aleh, because of that mistake and that mirsh. So Rebbe was misaking that Talmid, so Beitzin Shal Gosru Shal Talmid Meir Eiroi. The Talmud Meiroi. So in other words, so that's a riot. Now the Gemara says, from two incidents that happened that overtook Rebbe, we can deduce that one half of Akko has a deal of Eretz Yisrael, one half of Akko has a deal of Mitzrayim. So this is the incident from which we can deduce that one half of Akko has a deal of Eretz Yisrael. Because if all of Akko has a deal of Mitzrayim, so what purpose would there be in trying to eat Gitarre? They couldn't eat Chum Gitarre anyway. Because Eretz Amim is Nitame, so no matter how hard you work, you try, you couldn't eat Chum Gitarre anyway. So if we say that one half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael is not Tame, only Chutz La'aretz is Nitame. So then there was a purpose in avoiding a Hechsher with Kavod Sdom. Because, in other words, so that was the Mirshom. They thought that by washing the wheat in water in which eggs were cooked, so it, the wheat will not become Mukhshal Kabbalah Sdom, and they made a mistake. But if all of Akko is Chutz La'aretz, so what difference does it make? Yes, Mukhshal, not Mukhshal. You can't eat Mitame anyway, because Eretz Amim is Mitame. So there is no use, so it's futile. It's futile to try to eat the Mitame, because no matter what you do, it will be done. So it's a raya that a half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, Eretz Yisrael is not Mitame, only Chutz La'aretz is Mitame. So the residents of Akko wanted to eat Chum Mitame, and they acted and they did everything so as to avoid Tumim. But they made a mistake, they were nichshu because of the erroneous eroye by this time. So from this incident we deduce that the half of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the other incident from which we deduce that the other half of Akko has a din of Chutz La'aretz? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Havah De'Akko, Rebbe was not Chomer Chag Banash Mikivsel Le'il. So he saw a certain Jew from that rock, that was to them, it was known a certain rock, beyond that rock, Omalei, so that rock was the simen, was the borderline between the half of Akko that was inside Eretz Yisrael and the half of Akko that was right. So the Rebbe saw a certain person who was walking beyond that rock. That means the half of Akko that was already in Eretz Yisrael. And he, Omalei, and Rebbe thought that he was a kid. Now, so Chutz La'aretz is Mitame. So that means the Kayan is not allowed to be in Chutz La'aretz, even for a moment. The Kayan is not allowed to be in Chutz La'aretz. I mean, you ask, how about all the Kayan here? So that's a good question. All right. But the Kayan is not allowed to be in Chutz La'aretz even for a moment, except if there is a special act. But otherwise, even if he's not a resident of Eretz Yisrael, even if he was born in Chutz La'aretz, he's not allowed to remain in Chutz La'aretz. Because he's mitami himself, because Chutz La'aretz is mitami. So Rebbe saw that a certain Jew, whom Rebbe considered as a Kayan, so was walking on the other half of Akko, beyond the rock. So he said to him, Omale, les adrei di plan kahane, aren't you the son of this and this Kayan? So what are you doing in the other half of Akko? You're mitami yourself. Omali, so that Jew said, Enoch shall abohoy in veins, v'nosel yisho, she'enu v'kenes leh, v'chilel. V'chilel oiso yish. So in other words, so he said this yish, he refers to himself. He said his father was allowed himself to be swayed by his Yitzhara, and he married a Grusha. So the male, and I am the son, so I'm a whole. So I am allowed to be mitamei myself, the medicine, certainly to good Lord. So, in other words, so the only reason is why that Jew was allowed to walk in the other half of Akko was because he was not a kid, he was a whole. But if he had been a kid, he wouldn't have been allowed to walk in the other half of Akko because it's mitamei. So, on one hand, we see that because of an incident that overtook Rebbe, that one Rebbe Bako is not mitame to Maser Zami, because if it had been mitame to Zami, so it would be futile to try to eat Chum Mitare. And from the other incident that overtook Rebbe, we see that it is mitame. So how can we resolve that? The answer is, the first Rebbe Bako Tzad Eretz Yisrael is not mitame, because that's Eretz Yisrael, and the second Rebbe Bako is mitame. Now, so according to the Ri, we explained that the Ri holds that the first type of Akko that is Tzad Eretz Yisrael is only Eretz Yisrael because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second type of Akko that is Tzad Chutz La'aretz is called Chutz La'aretz because it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So when we combine the Yerushalmi together with this Ri, so then it follows that according to the Ri, the Takone, that the Chachomim or Misaki, that Eretz Ha'amim, the Kush of Eretz Ha'amim is Mitame, so that does not depend that upon the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Because if we were to assume that the Aloche of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is Mitame, so the question arises, what does it mean to Maser Tami in Mitame? Eretz Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Kedusha is Mitame, even though in the sense of Shem it's Eretz Yisrael. But as long as in the sense of Kedusha it's Chutz La'aretz, it's Mitame, or that HaKodesh Chachomim was, that Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael is Mitame. But a territory that does not a territory that does not produce a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, is nothing. So from the Ri, we have to say, when we combine the Ri, that the first step of back that the Yerushalmi says in Hebrew, so was not without. So. Was not the Tami, only the second of Bako. And according to me, the first of Bako did not have Kedusha Sis Eretz Yisrael either. So what was the Yiches, the Maile, of the first of Bako over and above the second of Bako? Where is the second of Bako? The answer is, where is the second of Bako? Did not have the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the first of Bako had the Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was not the Tami, the Kush of the first of Bako was not the Tami. So from the Ri we can deduce that this Tumas Eretz Ami is based upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That a city that does not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's from Shul Mitzrayim, it has Shem Eretz Yisrael, is not Kedusha, is not Mitzrayim. Only a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It's Mukach from that Yerushalmi. Now, this is not such a Rav Poshet. Now there is a Mishnah Now, in Perik Dalet of Chalet, Mishneh Ches, so in the Mui'oi Meir, Shomesh Arot is Lechalet, Me'at Yisroel Ba'Ksiv, Me'at Yisroel Ba'Ksiv means, the Mekeme Shekopshu and the Gohan, the Tez Dushas Me'at Yisroel. So Chalach, so you have to be Mapkish one Chalet. One Chalet. And what's the Shiyo? The Shiyo is, so in Achtei, has to be Mapkish, Echot, Mimim Ches, 148 of the Ize, and the Balabayit, a private person, so it has to be Mapkish, so it has to be Mapkish, 124, Echot Chodal. But there is only one Chal, you have to be Mapkish. In that part of Eretz Yisrael, that is Kopshu, even in the book. Halach, Mikziv Adano Vadamono, Benzach. Mikziv Adano Vadamono means those Mekanes that were Kopshu in Mitzrayim, but Loi Kopshu in the book. So now it's Hashem Eretz Yisrael it has, and Dushas Eretz Yisrael it doesn't. So there the Takonis Chachomim was that every person who makes a Nisei, who makes a Sego, let's say in Bishon, with Kopshu in Mitzrayim, with Kopshu in the book, he has to be Mapkish two halves. One is burned, and one is given to the clay. Shaleya yesh roshiyu, vishalkeyen ein roshiyu. So, the one that is burned has a shiyu. It has to be 148, echon mimachet, of these. And the one that is given to the clay has a shiyu. Why? Because the ika, hafroshe, comes in of the chalet that is burned. So that's why it requires a shiyu. Echad Mimches, and the other one is not the Ikach. Then, Minano Vadamono Bevni. So, but suppose in Chutzlo it's Mamesh, that was not even Kopshu in Mitzrayim, let's say in America. So then, according to this Mishnah, it would appear we have to be Mavrish two halves. We have to be mashters two chalets. Echod le'eir, the achas le'keir, also one chalet. This is nifresh, is burned, and one chalet is given to the keir. But there is one fundamental difference. In the nikeir, mishikov shu'el, mishai le'kov shu'el, the bovel, so the ika chalet is the chalet that is burned. That is burned. Mimele, this requires a shiur of echod le'mches. And the other chalet is not in. In Chutzlor, it's Mamesh, we also have to be Mavrish to Chalet. But over there, the Ika Chalet is the one that is Nechal Ikeir. So the Mele, that requires a Shir. But the one that is burnt is a Imash. It's a Imash. Now, of course, the question arises. So we have to be Mavrish to Chalet. No one is Mavrish to Chalet. So there are many Rishayim. So according to some Rishayim in Ochanan, we have to be Mavrish to Chalet. But we are not made that way. So there are many Rishayim who say that all these glory only apply to the time when the Chachomim in the Eretz Yisrael were able to maintain time. Because even during even after the Chumba Yishev, and even after the Chassidus HaMishnah, so during the Amroi, to the time of the Amroi, so the Chachomim, the Chazal in the Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh says it, Teitzve says it, many Yishev say it, they had a Vapor. So the Mele, they were able to maintain time. So the Mele, so as long as in Eretz Yisrael it was possible to maintain time, how can you maintain time only if you have a Kapore? Because we are all made, everyone, at one time or another, becomes totally messed. So the Mele, it's impossible. Today it's impossible to maintain time. Even now it's a soil, because if somebody becomes a Tomemes, so he can be toy only if there is Azoyas Mechatos on the third day and on the seventh day. But we don't have a Kaporo, so really it's impossible to maintain time. But in the time of the Mishneh, even after the Chesimus HaMishneh, so in the time of the Amoroyim in the Arts Yisroel, so the Amoroyim in the Arts Yisroel had a Kaporo with them. The Mele, they were able to maintain time in the Arts Yisroel. So there was Takhles Chachomim of Shomesh Arotz Lechalet that we have to be Mavrish in the Mekane Shekopshu in Mitzrayim, the Rui Kopshu in Bobel. So, I mean, Mekane Shekopshu in Mitzrayim, Bei Kopshu in Bobel, your Mavrish won't call it. And of course, that's the Cheles, because it could be done. And the king, the shepherd, the Mitzrayim, the Greek of Shulim Bover, that had just the shepherd's soil, not the real Zarz Israel, so he had to be baptized, two colors. One had to be burned, and one had to be given in Nechal, and the one that was burned, they required the Shiro Bechot Moches. And Chut Moritz Mamesh, also two chalas, and there it was just the reverse. That one that was Nechal was the Iker, and that required the Shiro Bechot Moches. And the one that was Misra, only Mashu. Mashu did today, that he did in Eretz Yisrael. We cannot maintain Tare, so then, there is no place in the world where we have to be mafrish more than one challah, and we can be mafrish just one challah and be mashu, because mit reise. So in mashu, chitvachas mit reise sakri, the same thing applies to challah as well. All right, so that answers the question, how is it that we are not playing? Right. But here the Mishnah says that Mikziv Adanor, that's the Mikemishek of Shulim, the Sayyid of Shulim Bobel, so Beis Chalas, Achas Le'eya, the Achas Le'kei, Shaleya Yeish Lashio, Vishalkei Ein Lashio, Shaleya Yeish Lashio, Vishalkei Ein Lashio. So there are two Chalas. Why is it that the main Chalas that was Nifresh in the Mikemishek of Shulim, the Sayyid of Shulim Bobel, had to be burned? So the Rosh, here and the Rabbi Bartanore, they both say that the reason is because since the Chachotim were gazing to Eretz Amim, that the Gush is Mitameh, so even the Mekemis of Eretz Yisrael, like Mishon, that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, the Loi Kopshu El Bobel, true they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but and they are more Jemitu Avram Avinu, but in view of the fact that they do not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Eretz Amim applies to them. So in Mele, you had to burn. One challah you had to burn. Because the challah was damed. So you had to burn it. So in other words, so the Shite of the Rosh and Rabbadim Latinori is that the Tumas Eretz Amim depends not upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushasas. This is the Shite of the Rosh, the Pirush Rosh in Chaleh, and Rabbadim Matnor. Teisus in Chul, Dr. Dalet, he's written. And Teisus in Chul says that all the Mekemis, She Kopshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kopshu El Bobel, so the Gush is not become. If it is Kopshu El Mitzrayim, so the Gush is not become. So then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah in Peridale of Chalem Mishnah say that Mitziv Adano, the Mekemish of Shulam, the Sarek of Shulam is Bobel? So then you have the Matmish two Chalem and one Echad Munches and it's Nisrav. Why is it Nisrav? Because it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? But it's Tomei Sarzamu doesn't apply to this Mekemish. So Teisa says, in view of the fact that the Bobel were not Kivish, so Mele, it was not so easy to maintain that. Even Haname, the Tumas Eretz Amim was not Niskar regarding the Mekemish, Shekopshu and Mitzchai of Shele Bobel. But since the Bobel did not settle in those places, so Mele, it was difficult to, it was possible to maintain that, but it was difficult.